My American life started with loss. A few months before Vietnam fell to the communists in April 1975, my father and an American family friend I called Papa Fritz took me in our black Opel sedan to Thanh Son Nhất Airport in Saigon. I knew the route so well that the drive there, past streets shaded by tamarind trees and low-slung buildings, felt normal, routine. My father was in uniform, camouflage fatigues, red beret, polished standard-issue military boots. The city had been under rocket attack night and day. The streets, restless and swollen with people going about their business, were singed in smoke. The last time the war was this close to us was during the Tet Offensive in 1968, and the memories of Tet's devastation and its mix of the mundane and the deadly still frightened me. Tet firecrackers sounded exactly like gunfire, allowing the Viet Cong to hide their attacks behind Tet festivities. Our house was in Chợ Lớn, which I thought of as Saigon's twin city, Saigon's other shadow self. Our house was also close to the Phu Tho racetrack, which had been seized by the Viet Cong. Suddenly, the flat, open grounds where we used to watch horse races was the site of one of the fiercest battles of the Tet Offensive. This seemingly innocuous area had become a strategic compound because it could also function as a helicopter landing zone and an artillery base. Americans and South Vietnamese forces fired thousands of rounds into the area, followed by house-to-house combat in the racetrack's vicinity as the Viet Cong tried to retake it. The noise was deafening. My cousins and I cowered in the bathroom in the back of the house while the grown-ups decided whether we could make it to Saigon, which was also under attack, but less so. This time, the fighting was not as close to our neighborhood as it had been in 1968. Still, we could feel the city shake when surrounding areas were shelled. After a particularly violent series of explosions that sounded close to our house, my father explained that the Viet Cong had detonated a bomb storage area and destroyed an ammunition depot in Biên Hòa, about 20 miles from Saigon. Even war can be normalized, especially a long war, like the one in Vietnam, which lasted more than 20 years. Sometimes it was very close to us, and sometimes it was farther away. Throughout my childhood, the war pervaded my everyday consciousness, often with pointillistic precision. As a commander of South Vietnam's elite airborne troops, my father was regularly away on combat duty for several days or weeks. He would come home and life would seem normal again, until the next combat operation.